Very excited because more in-studio guests today, and you know how much I love the babies. The kids are in here, and they are from Notre Dame Regional High School. They'll be doing The Sound of Music. Their teacher, their drama teacher, Emily Stimley, brought them in, and I'm so happy to introduce Michael Givens, who's going to be Captain Von Trapp. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
I recognize you.
Yeah, I was here last year.
Yeah, you were. Okay, turn that microphone right up by your schnozzle. There you go. Got to have it right in your face. All right, Michael Givens, you, Bugsy Malone?
I was,
yeah.
Yes.
So now you're Captain Von Trapp.
Yeah.
You keep getting the leads, dude. What's up with that?
I don't know. Whatever it is, I'm all for it.
It's working for you. Keep it up. Libby Buckeye is here.
Yes, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. You get to play Maria Rainer.
Yes, it's a really cool experience for me. This has always been one of my favorite musicals, so I'm really excited.
I'm excited for you. And, you know, I liked doing plays when I was a kid, too, because you got to be somebody else. And that's fun. That's a nice little break from the world.
Yes, this is a character that's definitely a lot different from anybody that I've ever played. I've done a lot of comedy roles in the past, so this is something that's new, and I'm really excited for it.
Oh, comedy's the best. All right, so Lillian Michael plays Elsa, so you've got a pretty big part.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be doing a lot. I mean, is this a lot for you with your schoolwork and everything else, trying to get it all done?
Yes, for sure. This is my first musical I've done, too. Ooh. So it's a lot.
So have you done just drama before?
I do hair and makeup crew for the musical.
So you've decided you're done with backstage. Now you're just going to take on the big gig, huh?
Yep.
Okay, that's awesome. I love that for you. And Abby Langenstein is here. Is it Langenstein or
it's
Stein?
It's Langenstein.
I knew it. I had a 50-50
it's okay.
Shot.
It's a common mistake.
Yeah, well, I don't like making those. All right, so Miss Langenstein, you get to play Sister Bertha.
Yes, I do. She is a very spiteful nun, and...
Aren't they
very
all? Sorry. I had nuns as teachers when I was in St. Mary's grade school up in North Dakota, and they were mean to me.
Well, I've met my good fair of nice ones, but
yes.
My basic job is just to hate on Maria. And but it's fun. We love you, Libby, but it's fun.
I relate to you, Libby.
I have five sisters, so it's very realistic.
I can't count how many times I had my hair pulled. All right, so I'm going to come to you, Michael. Give us the gist of the play. For those of you who don't know The Sound of Music, it's pretty popular. Most people do know it, but some might not. So what's the gist of it?
So basically, the main story is like, I'm Captain Von Trapp. I was a captain in the Navy. I got married, had these seven kids, and then my wife passed away. And
seven
so,
kids. Okay, yeah.
After she passed away, I like got rid of all music in the house, made my kids sort of like structured in the Navy so they don't play outside. They march in lines, they do their chores, they go to sleep.
A horrible human being.
Very, very joyful childhood.
Yeah.
And then Maria comes along as like the governess, who's sort of like the nanny in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And then she brings music and joy back into the home. She's like trying to be a nun, but then she falls in love, and it's basically that story.
I hate when that happens. All right, so you all had to make a conscious choice to pick a character to try out for. And I'm going to ask you, Lillian, did you try out for the role that you got? Or how did it work? Did everybody just try out and get assigned? Or how did it work?
Well, we all kind of tried out for the same role. I basically tried out for whatever I could get.
Right.
But... there are, if you want to be a certain part, you can sing and act for a certain part, but everyone pretty much does the same thing.
Okay, but there are a lot of people backstage doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I think Abby probably knows that best because you were the makeup chick, so you probably not, what's that?
That was me.
That was you? I'm sorry, I have the wrong person. But the backstage stuff is like crazy. When you guys leave the stage and people are watching what's happening on the stage, there's 10 million times more things happening backstage, isn't there?
Yeah, they really do not get enough credit for all that they do, because every show would not be able to happen without them, and they don't get very much credit for it.
They're well, they are today, because y'all work your buns off.
Yeah,
so we know that. All right, so you had to have some costumes for this, and I'm going to come back to Little Miss Libby. They've got to be period costumes. I mean, they have to be themed. Where do you get that stuff?
So we actually rent them. And I've got a lot of costumes this year, and we haven't seen them yet, but I'm excited to see one of them in our script. It says that the dress that I originally come to the house in was made by an enemy of the female sex. So I'm excited to see what it's going to look like.
Misogynistic monster. All right. So I want to talk to Michael again. Michael Givens jumping up on there because, you know, Scott is my friend. All right. So you are kind of... You're this nice kid, so is it easy to play like a giant jerk in this play?
It's hard, but it's also kind of fun at times because like my first couple scenes, and it's that very structured. I'm a captain. Listen to me. So I like whistle at my kids, and so the first rehearsal
call
of that
them,
was
like, dogs. Or... That's
the
funny.
First rehearsal where I got that whistle was an interesting time, to say the least.
Oh, good times. I hope you're using it at home too, just for my own reasons. All right, so Abby, I'm going to have you pop on there. The children, all seven of them, some of them are tiny. So do
yes.
you have little kids in the play?
Yes, we do. The youngest is 8 years old. She's a really sweet girl. I love
Aww.
Her. But how she's playing.
How do you find them? Where do you get those kids? Can anybody say?
We have a family who has 9 kids. I don't know. 10 kids. Yeah. And they're, the youngest is 8, as I said, or uh-huh. no, that isn't even their youngest, sorry.
Yeah.
And, we...
And they can act.
Yeah.
At that age.
Yeah. And they're really, really good at it.
Oh, that's so awesome. Because,
yeah.
I mean, 8 is like second or third grade. I was Cinderella in third grade.
Yeah.
I did a whole play, so you can do that. All right. So it's time to sing because we got to be able to fit that in. Are any of you doing duets or are you all singing your own thing? Does anybody know? Did you even know you were going to sing? They knew. You knew. All right. I'm going to start just in the middle with Lillian. Lillian, what are you going to sing as Elsa Schrader?
I think I'm going to sing How Can Love Survive. It's one of my songs that I sing with Max.
Oh, and it sounds like a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
No little shack do you share with me. We do not flee from a mortgagee. Nary a care in the world have we. How can love survive?
I was a little shocked. I'm not gonna lie. It was beautiful. But she talks like this, and then all of a sudden she sings it like, is it live or Memorex? She blew me right out of my chair. Beautiful voice. She's really good.
Thank
oh, my
you.
Goodness. That was wonderful. Libby, your turn. You're Maria Rainer, and... Do you sing a lot in your different roles?
I do, especially in this one. There's some pretty interesting songs.
Okay, I want to hear the weirdest one.
Oh, okay.
whatever one you want.
So the weirdest one's probably the Lonely Goat Herd.
The Lonely Goat Herd. Lay it on me.
High on the hill was a lonely goat herd, lady odel, lady odelay, hee hoo. Loud was the voice of a lonely goat herd, lady odel, lady odeloo. Folks in a town that was quite remote heard, lady odelay, hee hoo. Lusty and clear from the goat herd's throat heard, lady odeloo.
Yeah, I don't want you to stop. That's fantastic. So this is just a taste of what you're going to hear when you go to Sound of Music, because these kids, I mean, you could sing. Is this what you want to do in life?
Yeah, so I'm actually going to Lipscomb next year in Nashville for songwriting.
Great!
So I'm really excited.
I have a song on a gospel album, and I'm so proud of it. And, you know, when you're a songwriter and somebody actually takes one of your songs, that's big. I imagine great things for you. That's going to be awesome. All right, so Michael, your turn, Mr. Von Trapp. Or do I have to call you captain or I'm in trouble? Microphone, dude.
Depends on what act you're in.
Okay. I'm not in any act, so I'll just call you Mr. Givens. But you probably have a lot of not only lines you have to say, but songs you have to sing.
Yeah, it's definitely, especially like throughout the show, there's like little snippets of songs or like they'll start a song and I pick up the end or something like that.
Yeah.
It's just... But there's a couple of songs that are just me, which is fun.
Okay, so what are you going to do today?
Today I'm going to sing Edelweiss, or at least part of it.
I love that song, but there's no way you're topping the goat herder.
I don't think I will.
Go ahead with Edelweiss. It's a beautiful song.
Blossom of snow, may you bloom and grow. Bloom and grow forever. Edelweiss, Edelweiss, bless my homeland forever.
Nice, you even had a key change and you didn't even miss it. That was really good. So do you sing in front of the mirror with a hairbrush or in front of your family, or how are you getting ready for all this?
I hope I don't sing in front of a mirror. I don't want to see how my face looks when I sing.
You look sincere. It looks good. I mean, you're only going to have thousands of people looking at you while you sing, so you might as well look in the mirror.
No, it's fine. The stage lights block them out.
Okay, that is so true. All right, so how are you preparing, though? Are we singing in the garage, the bathroom, just wherever?
It depends.
Everywhere?
I'll usually play the songs my way to school and sing it then, or if it just pops into my head and I'm like, wait a minute, those aren't the words, I'll pull out my script and look at the lines and just sing through it again.
That's awesome. And you know how many times you've been sitting in traffic and you think someone's talking out of the phone and then all of a sudden they hit that high note that they're singing along with, like Def Leppard or something, in their car, and you're like, everybody's jamming out in their cars. You're getting nervous, honey. I know. I'm sorry. But yeah, so all of you have to practice. But you also have to keep your grades up. And that's the part that always astonishes me, because this is a very difficult and very long play. So you have to remember everything, and you cannot get sick because you have to sing. So this is going to be great. I'm going to have you, Abby, up next. Sister Bertha is singing. Are you going to sing you're a naughty girl song or something?
I'm going to sing Maria, which is basically us trying to figure out, what do we do with her? Does she stay in the convent or does she leave us?
Maria wants to find love. You got to let her fly. All right, go ahead.
How do you solve a problem like Maria? How do you catch a cloud and pin it down? How do you find a word that means Maria? A flibbity gibbet, a will-o'-wisp, a clown. Many a thing you know you'd like to tell her. Many a thing she ought to understand. But how do you make her stay and listen to all you say? How do you keep a wave upon the sand? Oh, how do you solve a problem like Maria? How do you hold a moonbeam in your hand?
Yay! You guys are all so good. You're a moonbeam, too, on top of everything else. This sounds like you guys are having a lot of fun, and I have just about a minute or so left. Who knows the ticket stuff? Okay, let's have Miss Emily jump on the microphone here and talk about
the pressure off of them
tickets and show times.
Tickets can be found at NotreDameHighSchool.org/musical. Okay. Our show times are April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at 7 p.m., and we have a matinee show on the 6th at 3 p.m. And tickets are going fast, so they need to get them quick.
Okay. How much are tickets, do you know?
They are $15.
Okay, which is great for a show that's like almost 3 hours long with an intermission.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a really good price. But your families come to every single show, so there's like no seats because they're always there. It's like families should be limited to one so the rest of us can get in to watch you guys. But anybody you want to say hi to, Michael?
I'll say hi to my mom and dad, so that's fun.
Sure, that's always fun. Libby, how about you?
I'll say hi to my mom and dad. I know my mom's probably listening because she's talking
about
it this morning.
Of course she is. Hi, Libby's mom. Lillian, who do you want to say hi to?
I'll also say hi to my mom and dad, who are probably listening.
Yeah, that's very nice. And all smart people listen to this program because, you know, 25 years. I kind of know what I'm doing. All right, Abby, who do you want to say hi to?
I want to say hi to my parents and my boyfriend, who probably are not even awake at this point, but yeah, they will.
Yeah, they'll get the podcast. Well, I think you all sound wonderful. I know that it's going to be a packed house. Notre Dame never lets us down when it comes to musicals. So, Emily, thanks for bringing the kids today. I appreciate it very much. And you all get a golf clap. I could clap louder if I didn't have this thing on. But you really, really, really sound good, and I hope all your dreams come true. But I know for sure you're going to put on a good show. So thanks for coming in.
Thank you
so much.